Good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and call to order the special called council meeting for Monday, September the 23rd, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, everyone is present tonight. We will move on to an invocation. I would ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation. And everyone, please remain standing for the pledge.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this very day that you've blessed us with. And we thank you for your blessings of life and health and strength. We're actually thankful for the rain that you're sending us now, Father. We ask that you would help us to do your perfect will and guide us in our decision making, and just help us to go forth and accomplish your will. And we ask these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The next item we have is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do you have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? I just realized during that reports aren't on here. So I would like to withdraw my motion and ask that before new business, we add reports for the department heads that are here. They may not have anything to report, but just to give them an opportunity. I know Mr. Sturgill had a comment to make in regards to the ordinance we discussed last time. So I move that before new business, we add reports for all department heads that are present.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to add reports before new business. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, reports has been added. I now move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
All right, motion and second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. First item's reports. Mr. Williams, do you have anything to report?
CA.
I'm just going in order. Who's
okay.
Here?
Nothing.
We have a pump that's down at the Flatworth pump station by Sheffield. One of the pumps had to get sent off. I haven't worked that. They called me this afternoon, said that it's beyond any repair and it's been in there for quite a while anyway. They did send me a quote for a new pump. I'm not receiving anything from another company for a comparison.
Is this sewer? Sewer. Water.
Sewer.
Okay. Was there an issue with the Maytown pump station this morning? Somebody told me they didn't have water in that area this morning.
I don't know anything about it.
Yes, it went out. They called me about 6 o'clock this morning. They had no water. We've been over all day today, so I'm getting the current since we're coming down the leak and everything. Got the current, got them all back.
Okay, is this the the one, the same one that was messed up this last time, or is this the other one they brought in?
They put a new pump back in there. It's working good enough. It just had a line split and it kicked it off.
Okay.
All right. Water fine, but it's going to come to the top. It's more than that.
Okay.
We had PSA come over with the leak detector and found it for us.
Okay. Great.
So is the pump, the sewer pump station at Flatwoods, is it running right now?
It's got one pump that's running on.
And so one is out?
Yes.
And you've got another request in to the other company?
After I called them, I guess it wasn't in the office. This was like 4-something, 3:30-something, to see this one.
Kind of what we talked about.
So with the new pump, would this be when we would need to go ahead and look at getting a chopper?
Well, I have talked to them about getting a chopper, mm-hmm. and they said that we could, but they would have to come out and look at it again and may have to replace the other one at the same time.
So the other pump at the same time, or the other grinder? Do we have two grinders or one?
Well, we've got the one in there right now.
Okay.
I'm getting myself confused. Chopper versus grinder.
Or whatever the other thing is, the one that chops it up. It doesn't work. What's it?
Yeah,
a grinder is what we've got.
Grinder's what we have. It doesn't work very well.
Right, it's a chopper then.
Because I just feel like that we're constantly repairing those grinders, and it's like every other month I'm paying a fee.
And honestly, with that setup up there, we really need to increase in lines because it's running off 2-inch lines, 2-inch, and then leading into 4, which goes to a 6.
To 4. Is that going off of the Court Town Road you talked? Yeah, 2 to 4.
So now the one we're looking at to put the chopper in, is that the same thing, 2 to 4?
Yeah.
So I'd like to get prices on just to redo that whole setup because it's not worked right since day one. And it's only 9 years old and we're constantly pulling it and cleaning it and replacing it. And I think that's what's burning the pumps up. Am I correct? Is that stuff getting...
I think when they go out and everything, that's what we need to replace them with the grinder pumps because it would be a lot better.
Get a chopper in there to chop everything up. No matter what went through, it would chop it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'd like to get prices on just the refurb, that whole thing, and then maybe talk to the health department or somebody and see if they can help fund it. Maybe.
I'm trying to get with the Lisco too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it right that time.
You did.
You got it right. See if we can get some aid mm-hmm. to help with that, because that's going to be, if we replace the lines and stuff, and fixing it back, because we've got to get it fixed.
And it may end up, I go through another engineering process the way it is.
Do what?
It may have to go through another engineering process.
And that's what we talked about the last time, because there's a difference in the pressure when you put a chopper in than there is a grinder, because that system is under pressure.
Yeah, the grinder, I mean, we've seen videos of it. You can throw a baseball bat in there. You can throw
people.
Small people.
That's just a joke. That's not for real. It's not for real.
Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal. So that's kind of what we're looking at, trying to get replaced.
Talk to Chris.
Not yet.
So, because
your other outfit, they can do everything the one outfit we got now that does. And you know people maybe in that other outfit. Mm-hmm.
So talk to Chris and see if we have to go that route. But if we don't, see what the two companies...
I'm going to get the quote from the two companies we have in the area.
Yeah. Because I'm sure that's not cheap.
No, it's not.
Any other questions?
Bear my thought.
I right over your budget line. Okay. Not nearly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too.
It'd be nice to have them at all three pump stations.
So choppers?
Especially Food City, because they throw them off kids in all the time.
Camp 18's not on this.
If, yeah.
Are they? Yeah.
The what?
Camp 18.
Yeah, they're on them off.
Is this just the price for the pump? I mean, the whatever. How about the installation? Would it be an extra?
Yeah.
Installation's extra.
So if you want to check on the prices and do a three-pack and then see if we can get assistance to help fund it.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Williams? You have anything else?
So, I do. A couple things. Hillcom cameras being installed throughout town. When will that go in?
I don't have a definitive date on that yet. I know that Chief and I had a meeting with them and went over a lot of stuff with them. I haven't got back with me on yet.
Because the continuing problem at the farmer's market, to me, when you lay stuff out like that, you're littering. That's how I foresee that. That's a litter issue. Would that not be littering?
It would fall under the code section. I'm hoping that since we had a pretty repeated another Facebook post and it was pretty lengthy, there's a lot of back and forth conversations we've shared quite a bit. I'm hoping that will discourage some of that by providing the two locations for people to actually take those items. In the week since we've made that post, we've not had any other matters that I've been brought aware of.
That same post has been made several times.
Yeah, we've done it a lot.
But as far as the cameras go, I went with the Hillcom people and I showed them all the areas that we're looking at exploring. They particularly deal with the internet side. They have some contacts that deal with the camera side and they were going to try to get us a quote. I had a second company, technically this would be the third company that come a few days later, and I was waiting for them to email me the quote on that as well. I met them at the executive summit when I was over there for that. And their cameras seem to be probably a higher quality, but they're a lower price than the first quote that we got.
So for this down there, to maybe try to cut that down, would be to put up a no littering and put a fine on it. And for the state of Virginia, it's $250 up to $500. And you can set your own litter thing. And if we need to, and then we have camera footage that says this is who you are, and, you know, may stop it altogether.
And I don't know if you've noticed yet or not, I pointed out to Jeff earlier today, but they have, so there is a camera that's down there currently on the light pole at the intersection. I mentioned to you about a month or two ago that we had partnered with the sheriff's office on that flock camera. They got it up, but it's not online yet. We still have to do some training with them, but we partnered with them on that. I'm not sure once we get it online, we'll see what kind of perspective that it's showing at, but it's pointed towards the Crooked Road and the 72 direction. I just don't know what kind of
angle
coverage it's going to have as far as the span goes.
So that was one of my thoughts on trying to stop the littering at the farmer's market.
We'll try.
Any other comments or questions?
I've talked
Bogs.
With what?
Paving.
Boyd's.
Boyd's. Boyd's. Too many bees.
I left a message for him Friday after Dev and I talked on Friday. And he hasn't, or Thursday, one or two. He hasn't got back with me after I called him today and left another message on his phone. But last time I did talk to him, he said they'll be back in town this week, meaning last week. But I'm not going to track him down just yet. But he is aware of it. He knows we want it done.
Since the The road going up to the baseball field?
Yes.
Okay, did we do a formal vote on that?
Nope, we're getting ready to. Okay, Jimmy sent us a quote from Boyd's to pave the area that leads to the track and the ball field. Of course, the county owns that, but part of the agreement of that is for us to maintain the area going up to the track, the restrooms, the mowing, and that kind of stuff. We did promise the school system that as soon as they were finished with completing the renovations at the baseball field, that we would take care of that paving. So the quote is 97 ton at $200 a ton to equal $19,400. So this time I would like to move that we authorize Boyd Construction to pave the road leading up to the track and ball field not to exceed $20,000, and for that to be used using ARPA funds. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to authorize Boyd Construction to pave the area of going up to the track not to exceed $20,000 using ARPA funds. Is there any discussion?
And we did do a special call meeting for that, right?
Yeah, we have a special call.
That's what I thought.
We're under special.
Yeah, we're under special call.
Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Good deal.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Answer.
As we all know, the ARPA funds are going pretty low. We're down to $242,378.78 on that. It's going to take us down another $20,000. And we've had constant conversations over the course of the last couple, 3 years about the upcoming sewer project, needing an additional fund for that for cost overrides. And I'm just afraid that we keep tapping into this money that's sitting there. When we have the sewer project that does finally occur, that we're not going to have the money to do it.
Well, I sat in a meeting with PSA, who assured that the project would be completed, and if they had to cut anything, it would be on their end, not ours. We promised the school system that we would do it. It's our job to maintain it, so I think that it needs to be done. And I'd rather use that money than use funds out of our general fund.
Well, the problem with that, though, is that PSA may have said that they will make sure that project happens, but they're only responsible for 2,200 feet into the town of Coburn. And we're responsible from that point on into the intersection down here where Ringley Park is. And that's where the concerns for the money, I believe, are warranted. You know, I think that the funds have to be used, it's going to have to be used in that section. And I personally don't see PSA coming down that far under the current agreement in place and doing work on that project. My thought?
Any other comments, discussion?
So if we don't use the ARPA funds, with the $92,000 in our general fund, and we've got bills that have to be paid,
we do.
The only other source of money I have is the ready access. And this project is an agreement between us and the school board to maintain that. If we don't maintain it and they end up taking it back, they're going to lock the gate. And then nobody else is going to be able to use the track to walk on. Our peanut football will have to locate somewhere else, and it would be a it would not be a good thing for us to do to the school board when we made that agreement in the beginning. So we have to fix it. And where we get the money from seems to be the problem. So, and we did get another price, and it was $21,000. And so, which would you rather take the money from?
I'd rather not do the project.
I don't see how I cannot do the project. Have you drove up there?
No, I haven't. Not recently.
Well, get somebody to take you in a four-wheel drive up through there because you bottom out.
I'm going to have to make that drive tomorrow.
I would, but I'm going to vote on it tonight.
And also, we've got on here $90,000 that says reimbursed, have all of our reimbursements been put back in the ARPA funds, like for the police? Last I knew, we were still waiting on final paperwork for that. So is that both of those, the $90,000, the $44,638.95, and then the $52,274, has that been? I don't see anywhere where that has been.
No.
All right, so we've got $90,000 that's getting ready to be reimbursed back into that account. So that number actually isn't accurate. Any other comments? All right, Mr. Sharp, I'll call for a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins?
No.
Jeff Kaiser?
No.
Devin Timoney?
Nah.
Joe Steele?
Midterm here laid up.
Joe Steele?
Aye.
Sharon Steele?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you, council members, for realizing that we made a commitment and we need to fulfill our commitment and promise to these folks. All right, anything else for Mr. Williams? Okay, let's move along. Mr. Sturgill, do you have anything for us?
I do. At our last council meeting, we discussed the ordinance for the storefront windows and changing that to commercial use and zoning property.
It's all one.
I'm just handing this out again. I know that obviously one of the concerns is just making sure as far as the safety. At the end of the discussion last time, it was talked about whether there would be exceptions as far as for shades or something like that for business as far as to shade the sun. And I didn't know whether we wanted to keep this as is for the hearing that's set for next month, or whether we wanted to place any additional clarifying language in there, whether that was nighttime or whether it's just as is.
Is there a way that we can put the wording in this as far as the shading or something related to weather without completely changing the purpose of what we want this for?
That's the difficult part, because once you start making exceptions,
right.
I mean, I think possibly, but then, you know, if there's an issue, then most places is going to try to tap into that exception that's there. So it would definitely need to be appropriately worded as far as that. Now, as far as commercially zoned properties, are there properties that's any sort of dual zone or anything?
There's Jeff. Properties that we have residential on that is zoned commercial.
And that's what that was another.
And I actually live in one of those properties.
That's what I thought.
So, and I'm not about to leave my windows open.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
So do we need to reword that to where it would be established residential in commercial?
Yeah. Well, there's for sure needs to be clarification as far as that, because the intent deals with, again, storefront windows, not
residents
in commercial.
So exclude residentials.
Correct. And we can do that.
Mr. Sturgeon, one other thing that kind of occurred to me while you were talking about this is, and I'm just throwing this out here because I don't know. I know that there's a lot of decals that are out there that, for instance, you see them on buses all the time, and you have an advertisement on the bus window itself, but you can see out from inside through that.
Mm-hmm.
I assume if you got directly up to the window, you probably could see through that bus. I don't know. Is that something that we need to address also? In other words, if someone decides to decal the front window, you know, and it's not blocked out per se from the inside, I mean.
See out between some of them.
Yeah.
But this says that you have to be able to see in.
Yeah. So to provide ample space on its front windows.
So
ample space could be half of a window. That's ample. I can see in. I mean, how do you classify ample space?
So I think that's going to go back to kind of what you were referring to earlier, just finding some common wordage. But if you have something that's measurable, that would make it easier. If you want to say half of each window or something to that effect. But I think the intent is just for us, law enforcement, to be able to see from the exterior in for safety purposes. If somebody breaks in the middle of the night, if it's tinted, you know, 9/10 of the way, that 3-inch, you know, space of daylight may not give enough visibility for our officers to be able to act and help them out.
I know that we've got one business downtown that has windows that are probably 5 feet high, bottom of the windows. I know that they've got those blocked off, those windows itself, as well as the front door, inside door. So, I mean, you know, if we do a portion of, let's say that if we wear this, that 25% of the window must be visible, then are we saying that 25% of the windows at 5 foot must be visible and the door can be blocked? I mean, we need some type of clarification on that also.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they're going to pick, if we don't specify, they're going to pick the 25% up top, which you can't see.
To defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think an unobstructed window at nighttime, after dark, because during the daytime, I do know, so I know down here at the bookkeeping services, she has blue mini blinds up on those windows, and they're up there all the time, and I know why. If the sun shines through there, it is hot. And there's a couple of other places, I think, that have done the same thing. They're using shades to keep the sun out, and when the sun shines from here to there, it's hot. So I would not be opposed to it from dusk to dawn. They have to be unobstructed view. And that means if you have mini blinds, you need to open them. If you have whatever kind of blinds, they need to be open where you can see in.
I think essentially as we go through some of the other ordinances that pertain to that, if the officers are able to get out and do walkthroughs of the business and they can have visibility purposes and access to the person on side, that would be sufficient to cover that basis as well.
Well, and obviously the reason we switched it to commercially zoned was trying to clean up the area as far as that. But I guess the big issue is if a place is not being used for business as far as that. But I definitely think that there's an exemption that needs to be made for residential purposes because
established.
If there wasn't, then I don't think that this ordinance would be able to hold as far as that.
Yeah,
that
be established, because when you count for our front street from here, that way you're going to pick up like 4 or 5 houses before
Correct.
You get to the
Correct.
To the outside of that. So I think an established residential is excluded.
Correct. Okay. Well, what I'd like to do is maybe go back and try to work some more on this wording. And then present it to the council at the next meeting. I know, obviously, the importance of getting this done, but I want to make sure it's done right, too. And so I'd like to be able to present it at the next meeting and us continue our discussions in order to get this done.
I agree with that. So, Jimmy, there will be no need for a public hearing until we get the wording.
It may not make a difference. So how about holiday decorations? Some people get carried away and they put a lot up. Is that an exemption? Can it be one?
See, I think when they do, like I know Lay's paints the building down there a lot, but you can still see in when they're driving through. You can still see in the building when they're painting and doing their holiday decorations. And I think an unobstructed view. So if I have a snowman in the middle and you can see all around him, we're good.
I think the big thing's trying to keep the intent of the policy in place, but I'm afraid that if you just did a holiday and then somebody who just didn't want to comply would just put holiday decorations.
They decorate every holiday for something, yeah, and block it out, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would leave that with some leniency for holiday decorations that they do and stuff.
I think we don't need to add anything in here as far as wording goes. I think the police department, of course, would know in regards to that.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll work on some of the exemptions. I'll also get with the Chief Mullins as far as some, and see what he believes he needs, because obviously it's important that we're able to enforce it too.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Sturgill? All right, Chief Mullins.
Mayor Council, thank you all. We've had a busy couple of weeks since the last meeting. Some of the highlights we had, Officer Gross, he completed the FTO course successfully, so we do have another field training officer for the department, which is a huge asset. We're able to utilize him in that role so that we can train any uncertified officers that we have coming to the department moving forward. So that's an important role. You have to be certified through that course in order to do so, meet the DCJS guidelines. Since the last council meeting, we had a DCJS audit, and it went very, very well. They were very pleased with the paperwork. We got them in and out in about 30 minutes or so, probably the fastest. He said it was the fastest one he'd had so far, so it went really well for there. So no problems. We've been extremely busy. We've had several thefts. It's happened in the last week or so. We placed some charges on that today. There'll be more charges, and we'll have a couple of press releases in the next couple of days. But Captain Bricky and Sergeant Elkins were very, very valuable. They put a lot of time in reviewing video footage. We had several that kind of got hit all the same night, and then we had another theft a couple of nights later. We recovered some of that property over this past weekend. And so we placed some charges today, and more charges will be placed in the next day or two. So I just wanted to commend them for that hard work on that. And then over the weekend, the other big thing was I attended the special needs fall ball on behalf of the department, and that was a really, really good thing. And it's the first time I've ever been to one of those, and I was grateful for the invitation to come up to be one of the escorts, and so it was good to represent the department.
Questions for Chief Mullins?
Good, good job.
Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
What I got for y'all tonight is that we replaced a 2-inch water line on Palm Street. We removed the water meter on Martin Street. We pulled a pump out of Quartown Road that we was talking about earlier. We repaired a setter on Crab Orchard Road. We jetted sewer line at the football field. We repaired a water leak on the Scarlet Lane. Put a new valve and moved a setter out where we can get to it. We replaced the water leak on Chatham Street today. That's over at the pump station. And what we need to do over is that the reason why we have a lot of problems at that pump station is that we need to run a new line up through there. That's the problem.
You're talking about the one going up to Bacon and all that up
there? Yeah, going up from May Avenue to pump station to Chatham to Lamar and going up to the end right there. That's what we need. That's the problem. That line been there so old, and it's got an inch and a half of, what is it called, that little?
AMR,
and it's real thin, and I don't think it's taking up much pressure. It cracks all the time, so we need to come to some kind of situation that we can replace that line.
How much footage are you talking about, please?
We probably need to go up there in the morning and measure it and see what we can, because we thought about going all the way to the top.
These would be 4 inch all the way from the pump station to the top. Then that pump run amazing.
If we can do it, we can run it up ourselves, but it's going to take a little time, you know what I'm saying?
Bobby told us today that pump's on the design to run 6 times an hour, and it's running 6 times in 4 minutes. So we're going to wire it out real fast. Okay.
If you all could get over there and measure and come back to us with a solution.
Okay, all right.
One of the things, guys, we might want to do on that is to get in touch with our engineering firm, Mr. Mullins. I know at one time there were some health department grants that were out there. I think they're matching grants now, though, unfortunately. But I know that we did three or four of those, Star Road being one of those. For, we have $150,000 projects. You know, let's check with the Lane Group also and let them check with the health department and see if there's any funding out there available to do that.
One reason I was asking the footage was, you know, would it be advantageous if we could afford it, or if finding the grant money to replace that 2-inch line with at least a 4-inch line?
Right. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're wanting to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of that up in there was put in place before the town even took that responsibility. And we've got sink fittings up there. We replaced about two or three, about four sink fittings up there that's been in a Y, T, and it's going to continue doing that.
Well, if we want to do it, we need to go from a 2-inch to a 4-inch.
And right. Do it.
Because there's a potential, right, you know, theoretical housing development site up there.
Right.
That, you know, I think it's probably 20 or 25 sites if it were ever to be developed.
Yeah.
So yes, get the footage on that and then get with the Lane Group and see about the funding again.
Well, we'll get the measures in the morning and bring it back in with Jimmy.
What size line does the PSA have going up through that? Don't they have a line?
No.
They got a line on the left-hand side going up through there.
Left-hand side?
Yeah. I think we about hit it up there when we was digging one day, and I think it was like a 4-inch one across the hill.
Six-inch.
Yeah, it's a 6-inch one across the there.
All right.
And we did 125 work orders.
So I have a question. Both. So the fire hydrant that goes out to Crab Orchard that's down below grade, and we determined that it belonged to the county.
Yes.
Has the county ever come in and started replacing it? Are we looking at them to fix it anytime?
Well, we asked them about that not long ago and was checking on, we thought it was ours because we were going to move
right.
It. Then we got with them, and they said it was theirs. Though they never said anything about moving it back.
They said it's theirs and it works fine, which we know it works fine.
Yeah, a couple of turns on.
Full blast, and Jeff was having to hold the end of it down.
So maybe the fire department needs to call them?
Might make use of it out there sometime, though.
Yeah. Because there was a problem with it when they had that fire out there.
Well, it was a bunch of mailbox post in the way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a couple of moments before the fire department was calling. He called me and I gave him the number and he said he wouldn't call me, but I didn't hear anything from him anymore.
So we'll forward that to the fire department.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Livingston? Any other? You have anything for us? All right.
Thank you. That at the pool up through there, that looks fantastic. A lot of people have commented on how nice that looks up through there.
I still work on it. Thank you. And one more thing here. Did they tell you about the excavator? Need some fittings and stuff on it? Because it's leaking hydraulic fluid. Yeah. It's leaking hydraulic fluid pretty bad right now.
Yeah. I'm supposed to get a quote on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Mrs. Sharp, I think you're left.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $54,076. The interim accounts payable, $64,996.22. I'll include a copy of September 9th's regular meeting minutes with October's 15th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, September the 20th, was $221,501.71. We had $74,898.30 in outstanding checks and $54,076 in total accounts payable due, leaving a balance of $92,527.41. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $15,039.43, and today's deposit was $10,188.13. with Friday's deposit, $15,000 of that was the state fire fund, which I have already moved over to the fire department's account. And that left a cash availability of $102,754.97. I've included the online disbursements of $5,780 and the total cash availability report for September and the cash comparison report.
What'd you say the Friday deposit was?
Friday's deposit was $15,039.43, but $15,000 of that was the state fire fund.
So we had a $39.43.
Wow.
Of course, now that doesn't include the credit cards. It's just what I deposited into the bank.
Okay.
All right, questions for Mrs. Sharp?
Not a question, just an ongoing comment. I made this several times and we'll make it again tonight. Probably make it again until I'm off of council. Our total cash availability on the report's $92,527.41. You know, we're continuing to go down in balance. It still scares me to death. I mean, especially when I look at the report that Mrs. Sharp gave us, and on one of the days we had about what, $30,871.32 in total cash availability during the month, and I think that was on 9/12. It's very concerning. I know that you don't sleep well because of it, because you haven't, you've never slept well because of it. What can you say from what I've heard, from what you've told us? But, you know, again, if we don't need it, don't buy it. I mean, you know, our funds keep going down, and, you know, we got to be conservative.
Any other questions or comments?
I've got a comment. Our Southern software, we went to the cloud, as everybody agreed on. Now that we're living on this end of things, it is nothing what was explained to us. The lag time, the downtime, the standby, 2, 3, 4 minutes, wait for something to happen. It's got taxes coming up. It's going to be a rough road between here and in the taxes. What I'm going to try to do is contact Southern or even our IT guy and find out about the cost of the SQL program. And have them narrowed it down whether we actually have to buy a server or can we use the server we have and increase the hard drive space. I don't know. From the talks we had before, it was the whole server thing. But we've had trouble call after trouble call in with Southern Software, and they gave us a series of emails explaining that things that goes over the air and it's lag time, which I understand package exchanges and stuff. So that shouldn't be an issue with a cloud-based service, but for some reason it is. So I'm looking at different options that we can go to try to rectify this. But right now, I mean, it's beyond painstaking.
So we throw away money?
Oh, well.
It's not worth it.
They haven't agreed. It's not worth it. Yeah. But I'm going to try to get the refund back if we can go the other route.
If it's not working, I mean,
It's not what they promised us.
Yeah, I think we need to reach out to them as soon as possible and see what we
get
can get
fixed.
Then.
Yeah. I'm just trying to go through the steps, and then once those steps are exhausted, then I'm going.
Any other questions, comments? All right. You need anything from us?
No, sir.
Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to new business. A, Coburn Police Department personnel policy to reallocate pay structure. Chief Mullins and Mr. Williams.
It's
So if you look at the first page of your packet, as discussed previously, we had employee 8 and 9 salary package, and those positions were vacated, and we had one that moved up. The previous two positions were kind of capped out at maximum payroll for those line items, as discussed previously, to just reallocate some of that same budget, shift downward into the officer pays for those given in the other line items below. Worked with Jimmy on that and to ensure that we stayed at the same budget that we've already approved previously to him. So we stayed under the budget of what was already approved. So
this is lower than the original approval of the budget?
I believe it was $5.38.
It was $5.38 of difference. And so I think what Jimmy ended up doing was taking some from one line item as far as items and made those two balance out so the budget would balance.
Okay. Questions? So I'm going to highlight. I have the last one. I'm going to go over it by employee number, so you all will see the difference of what we originally had for these positions. Employee 8 went from 2864 to 2725, so that one actually went down a little bit. Employee 9, 2574 to $24 even. Employee 10 went from 21 to 23.50. Employee 11, 21 to 22. Employee 12 went from 21 down to 20.58. Employee 13, 21 to 24. And employee 14 stayed the same.
Where are you getting 21?
This is off.
The original, what we have already approved.
It's not on the screen.
Correct. No. That's why I'm telling you what the changes were. All right. Any more questions regarding that? Okay. Do we have any action from council in regards to adopting this personnel policy?
You just shifted the money to different people and then went down $5 in the process.
There was a difference of $5.38 in what was approved in this version, and Jimmy just shifted the money over to balance that out from personnel from the drive.
Couple of comments, then I'll put a motion on the floor. As we discussed prior, 2, 3, 4 months ago, in the past, we've had proposals of this nature to come to us. And we've been told that, we need to increase here, we need to, take away from here, I don't need this position or anything of that nature. And we've approved those in the past, and then we've been bitten by them. And as I told you 2 months ago, I think you're doing an absolutely fabulous job as Chief of Police at Coburn. I'm very proud to have you as Chief of Police at Coburn. And I trust you when you tell us that you're going to do something. And having said that, I make a motion that we change the pay journal from the previous as budgeted over to the one sent to us tonight with these changes for those employees and move forward from there.
I will second that.
We have a motion and a second to adopt the new personnel policy as presented to us tonight. Is there any discussion? Okay, Mrs. Sharp, roll call vote, please.
Carl Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. There is no more new business. Is there a reason to go into closed session tonight? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to K. council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comments.
Mr. Kaiser?
Just what I've said earlier, you know, let's make sure we tighten our budgets. Let's make sure we tighten our belts. And let's not spend money we don't have to. Again, there you go, speaking of budget. I think all departments are doing a very good job at this point in time. I'm very proud of the town of Coburn. And I think we can keep this thing in line moving forward. I know we've got tax dollars coming up, which is going to increase our dollar flow into the bank account. But let's remember that that's temporary cash that comes in. It doesn't come in at all times. So let's keep going. Coming up, we've got, next month we've got Halloween. Let's make plans for that. Let's have a safe Halloween for everyone. Let's get our cameras up and let's go forward. Home for the holidays, November what, 30th?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Steele.
I'm just gonna echo what Mr. Kaiser said.
Okay, Mrs. Steele.
I thank everyone who works for the town of Coburn. I appreciate every minute that you guys are working and females that are working. Some that's more brain powered, and I know that's hard. You would tax me out. But and then your physical labor, I understand. Really, I do. I've done some stuff, and it is hard. And I wouldn't want to be a policeman in this day and age. But I appreciate all that you guys are doing and all that you keep doing for the town and putting your all's best face forward, and we'll all try to keep ours. Thank you all.
Okay, I have no comments. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.